This is Moral Victories with your host, Jared Shanker. Episode 16, joined by Dougie Dash today. It's a quick show. We get right into the big news of the day. Urban Meyer is retiring for good this time, so he says. We also talk about which way to spend your money in the big semifinal games, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Notre Dame, Clemson. And then we talk a little bit of NFL picks at the end, try to get Doug back on the winning track so he can go ahead and win his pool. And with that, let's get into the show.
Sports. The thrill of victory.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
The agony of defeat.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Every loss teaches a lesson that's important for a young athlete's development.
I mean, I'm really disappointed in
the
progress that we've made.
But it's important to remember that sports is about having fun, not winning.
You're here for one goddamn specific reason.
What's that, Earl?
Jack us!
Ah, you're full of shit. Fuck you.
This is Moral Victories with Jared Shanker.
You really think I give a flying what the people on the radio call say?
Welcome to episode 16 of the Moral Victories podcast. I'm your host, Jared Shanker. As always, coming off a piss-poor week. 70% is officially betting. Hitting 70% of college games this year is officially over. We wiped the slate clean for bowl season. I think I went 2-3 on Saturday, ending at 61%, which is still better than most, but quite a fall from 70% where I was at.
I don't really remember Saturday.
November was rough. November was not a good month for me. But overall,
college football is much, much easier in the beginning of the year.
It gets, well, I think it's just law of averages too. Like if you're at 75%, there's really no way, like especially as the season goes on and you have to keep hitting 3 out of 4, like that's pretty impossible to do.
Yeah, it's tough.
So I'm happy with 60%. Won a good amount of money this year, but it was a tough November. There were some real bad ones. Cal scoring 21 points on Saturday. I think they finished with 6. That was a bad
Clemson,
one.
Clemson, the over, that really fell apart. They needed like 14 points in the second half. And
I had the under.
Didn't get it, yeah.
I did have the under. I had the in-game under. That was one that saved me. I saved myself with a couple in-game bets. Mm. Alabama, I told you Georgia first half.
Yeah,
that
you
was,
did.
That was going to be the
Georgia,
one to
Georgia.
Go.
Was that right, though? Like I said, I was drinking all day Saturday.
Yeah, I imagine.
And I didn't watch. I was watching games, but they were just on in random like bars on TV. So
no, I mean Georgia was running them out of the building, and then lost.
And Jalen Hurts came in.
They can't beat backup quarterbacks, which is why, in the argument that they should be in over a team like Notre Dame has a backup quarterback.
Yeah, you had a
Georgia would fold immediately.
You were pretty vocal on Twitter about Georgia not being.
Well, they had their chance, and if you lose, if you have a 14-point second half lead, might even been in the fourth quarter when they start up 14. And you're playing a backup quarterback and a backup quarterback that had 3 completions against you last year and was terrible and was going to be the reason why Alabama probably wasn't going to win a national title. And then you let him come back while he's on 2 bum ankles.
Well, when you put it that way.
Sorry, like you had your chance.
I think it's
you don't
just
get to argue we're one of the 4 best teams because I think if you're one of the 4 best teams, you probably win that game.
No, I don't agree with that. I think Bama... I think Georgia obviously lost it. I don't think Bama won it. But I don't think... Do you really think that Notre Dame is a better team than Georgia?
Well, I mean, what does it matter? Like
It doesn't matter, but I just think...
They went...
Georgia played Notre Dame 10 times.
Does Georgia win more than
I think they
than
probably
five,
win 7.
See, I don't even know if they would win 7. I don't think... The problem is they're not going to play 10 times. I think that's a bad way to go about it.
Okay.
In a one-game scenario... Is Georgia just going to roast Notre Dame? And I don't think that's...
No, I'm not. I'm not going to say roast.
Yeah, it'll be a close game.
I think it just bothers me that Notre Dame doesn't have to play another game.
Yeah.
And all they played USC this year? Well, they play them every year, but
if Notre Dame... I guess Pitt will be a bad example because Notre Dame almost lost to Pitt. But like, if Notre Dame wasn't a conference and they had to play and they didn't do great against Northwestern either... my argument's already falling apart immediately. but if they have to play a conference championship game, and so many of the conference championship representatives suck this year, Like, Pitt was garbage. Northwestern is a solid Big Ten team.
Yeah, I agree.
That is barely fringe top 25.
Pac-12.
Utah was solid, but playing with a backup quarterback, a backup running back. They scored, what, 3 points against Washington? So,
I mean, nobody plays defense in the middle of the country.
So if Notre Dame plays a conference championship game, the odds are 50-50 at best that they actually play somebody with a legitimate – that's a legitimate data point. So you go 12-0, and you beat what was going into the year looking like a solid schedule. Like,
who are their big wins this year?
Well, they did beat Syracuse, who was solid. They beat Stanford. They beat USC. Vanderbilt was solid.
They didn't play a solid team, but
not awful. They're in a bowl game.
I would say, I think if Notre Dame was in the Big Ten,
they beat Michigan.
They did beat Michigan,
and people were saying Michigan should be ranked ahead of Notre Dame before they lost to Ohio State.
Was that game close? Did it come down to the very end? That game,
Notre Dame led pretty much the whole time. It wasn't like a real.
Did they play last year too? And it was like a close game. Maybe
they played a couple years ago.
All right,
Denard had a big game.
But I was going to say I think Notre Dame loses to Ohio State. I think Ohio State is a better team than Notre Dame.
I mean, what did you see from Ohio State this year outside of? And let's get to that. We're actually kind of burying the lead. Urban Meyer retired like 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know what anybody saw from Ohio State.
That's just based on an eye test on just watching both teams. I think.
But I just don't see like Ohio State lost. And was embarrassed, like straight embarrassed by Purdue. They didn't show up for three of the quarters, and Purdue had a win.
Yeah, they literally to make a bowl forgot game how to play
in their,
football
in the regular
that day.
Season finale. Yeah,
yeah.
Like Rondale Moore, who is like 5'6", 110 pounds, was breaking everybody's tackle on Ohio State. They followed that up by almost. They should have lost to Maryland. Maryland had a wide open guy in the end zone for the 2-point conversion.
They did.
Michigan. They beat the hell out of Michigan, but even Michigan still almost scored 40.
They've looked good,
and I won't say they almost lost to Northwestern.
No, but
it was a 7-point. It was a 7-point game in the second half.
Yeah, what was the final score though? Like,
they had a couple. They had a late touchdown to go up 21, which they knew they had to score because you need the style.
They needed to look good. Yeah, they needed to make that.
What they should have done.
Wide a margin of victory as possible.
Urban should have said he's retiring before the game. And then use that
the Gipper style,
yeah. And then use that to politic to get into the college football playoff. Like '97, Nebraska got a co-national championship because Tom Osborne said he was retiring. So they were like, "All right, let's just give it to Nebraska as well." So they split with Michigan, which Michigan fans are still kind of pissed about.
Really?
So
is that really the reason why they did that?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And
the writers, they did him a solid.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, Tommy's gone." All right, let's send him out with a chip.
Uncle Tom?
Yeah. He ended up coming back to be the AD, but, I mean.
Yes, he did.
So I feel like lost opportunity. Because Urban politicked to get Florida into the national title in 06, pretty much shitting all over Michigan on the day before the final BCS vote. And it worked.
It did.
And then they beat the hell out of Ohio State.
It's structured differently now, but.
Would it have mattered? No, but it would have been really funny. If he started politicking for it and then was like, or if he retired and then they're like, all right, let's just put him in. Let's send him out on top.
Is this it? Or is he just going to do the same thing again? Take a year, do some TV.
I hope he becomes an SEC network analyst.
And then just like who, I want to know, who does he come back for?
Notre Dame, obviously.
Why is that obviously?
Because I believe he's coached there.
Oh, has he? Does he have ties?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And I believe that in previous stops, he had it out in his contract, like when he was at Utah and Bowling Green, that if Notre Dame came calling. Like, yeah, it's like, I can leave here without any buyout.
Right.
Like, I don't even have to let you guys know I'm leaving.
Interesting. I did not know that.
That's where I think he didn't have to report anything to administration started. He's like, hey, if Notre Dame offers me a job, I don't even have to like leave a note. I can just clear out
up
my
and
office.
Leave. Yeah.
And he just carried that protocol. For the rest of his career.
Full of Bobby Petrino.
Yeah, just like,
was that him? He left the note on the door. It's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Was that in Atlanta?
For the Falcons?
Yeah, like.
I actually respect the hell out of that.
Through like 13 games, you're just like, yo, it's like, I didn't sign up for this.
That was like the original just like, I'm not going to break up with you in person. I'm just going to send a text.
Bobby Petrino invented ghosting.
Yeah, Bobby Petrino originated
Bobby
ghosting.
Bobby Petrino, if you're listening, we're recognizing you as the sole starter.
He's got nothing else to do right now.
The sole starter of the ghosting trend.
It was probably
trend.
Around that time. That was about like 06
maybe. Like,
yeah, I think he was the coach in like 06, 07.
Yeah, something like that. Like,
so yeah, he probably started the ghosting trend. Good for Bobby. He's got a legacy.
That's funny.
He's got a really good legacy. But
so you think Notre Dame?
And actually, I was talking to a couple people. Like, it would just be like, yeah, I could see him like going to Auburn. Like, Auburn opens up in 2 years. Saban is like on like a little bit on his way out because he's almost 70.
Saban
just goes to Auburn. But there aren't a lot of jobs where you could see him.
If Urban never coaches again, he is the second greatest coach of our time, right? Behind Saban.
Behind Saban?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably one of the, at least one of the three best coaches since, like, you know, desegregation.
Right, like you're also counting like Bobby Bowden's in that and Spurrier's in that and
yeah
like all those coaches. Right.
I would say
he's on the Mount Rushmore of like modern era.
Yes. If you're putting together coaches from like the end of Bryant through him
to today,
yeah. Then I think he's
Saban, him, and
it's Saban,
whoever else
him.
The hell you
like,
want,
but. Yeah. Then you're probably arguing between Bowden, Spurrier.
Osborne, as you said.
Osborne, yeah. Tom Osborne's probably on there no matter what. So that's like three spots. And then.
Right. But like, Urban's there. Three national championships.
In 80, I think it's 82 and 9 this year.
Yeah, I read that. 82 and 9, like 54 and 4
yeah.
in conference play. And he was, what, 7 and 0 against Michigan? 8 and 0?
7 and 0 against Michigan.
So.
At Florida, he only lost to a rival once, I believe. He lost to Georgia. And I don't think he ever lost to Florida State. He never lost to Tennessee, I don't think. Here, he lost to Michigan State twice. He lost to Penn State once. Never lost to Michigan.
Well, that's already three of his four conference losses. So.
Pretty much.
And Purdue.
Purdue and Iowa.
Right.
They might have handed him the worst losses of his career.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He had the undefeated season at Utah.
And he's a better... You would say he's better than Tressel ever was for Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were good under Tressel, but
we were young.
They didn't do what he did.
We were young for a lot of Tressel's like tenure, so like, I don't know if I just misremember it because I was young or because it just wasn't as big as Urban has been.
Yeah. No, his biggest legacy, honestly, is probably that he made the entire Big Ten not suck. Like,
right.
When he came in, and I don't mean that by like he made Ohio State good enough to compete on a national level. Is he made, it was like, you know, rising tide raises all boats. How's that? What's that saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, rising, yes, I do.
A rising tide floats all boats.
Yeah, right.
I feel like I try to say that a lot and I can't ever say it. But yeah, like, so he made Michigan State, Penn State all kind of raise their game because there was just, the Big Ten was so far behind the SEC. And now, they are legitimately a good conference.
Even in, like, style of play. Like, yeah. I remember, like, him bringing...
He changed the SEC.
He bringing, like... Yeah, he took it from Utah, brought it to the SEC.
When they said you couldn't run the spread in the SEC.
And took it... Yeah, and took the spread from the SEC and brought it to...
And Alabama runs, like, a high-octane spread offense type.
And Alabama is winning championships on their offense and not their defense.
Yeah. So. Yeah, actually, which is why I think... I mean, Alabama probably wins and covers... Opening lines came out. Alabama, two touchdowns. Notre Dame, about a 11-point underdog, I believe.
Yeah, I
think it's more likely that both teams cover, both the favorites cover.
Yeah, I was gonna lay the house on Clemson.
See, if I'm picking one, I think if you're gonna take the underdogs, Oklahoma first quarter is probably your safest bet. You're probably gonna get maybe 3 points.
From Oklahoma?
Yeah, Oklahoma's probably going to be like a three-point underdog.
First
quarter.
Yeah, what? Yeah, okay.
Lincoln Riley, one of the best offensive minds in the country. They have talent at receiver. I don't, like, they're a little bit undersized there.
What's good with Marquise Brown?
Hollywood Brown?
Yeah.
I don't know if they said anything yet. So, obviously, if you lose him, that's
he
tough.
Landed, like, awkwardly, and then it almost looked like, yeah, it didn't look good.
So... But given how they came out against Georgia last year...
They brought the card out.
They did bring the card out.
Yeah, on the sideline, which is wild.
Best thing for Oklahoma would be for Kyler to lose the Heisman. Heisman curse is real. You win the Heisman. Like, I think it's been sort of, I think it's sort of changed. Well, I don't know, because Baker won the Heisman and then lost in the playoff last year. Derrick Henry won it in 2015 and ended up winning the title.
Yeah, but he's not a quarterback.
No.
You go by just quarterback.
Yeah, 2016 it was Lamar. But there's the Heisman, sort of the Heisman curse. So best thing for Oklahoma would be for Kyler to just throw it. Or if he wins it, just not even like accept it.
Don't accept
it. You know, in the NHL,
you should Heisman the Heisman, you know? Yeah. They go to hand it to him. He just hits, just he just
stiff,
hits him with the phone.
Chris Fowler.
Yeah. Right? Oh,
no,
man,
it should
be
like in the NHL, the teams that win their conference, they don't touch the conference championship trophy.
Right, because you want to touch.
Because you only want to touch the cup.
The cup.
That's literally what the Heisman should be.
Yeah.
Is like, if you're in the playoff, you don't
Side
touch
note,
the Heisman
how
trophy.
How cool is that, though? They don't touch the.
Hockey has by far the best.
Not to get sidetracked, but.
They have by far the best, like, just like weird quirks about the game. Like, their traditions are so much better than and everything else. Even shit that would be so corny, like. Let's go shake their hands after the game, like after the end of a series, like that would be corny in anything else, but in the NHL, like, they make it cool at the end of a playoff series.
Yeah, but like, think about it, like at the end of a football game, you go to the middle of the field.
Yeah,
because I think it's more or less the contact sports, right? Like, you're kind of just beating each other up all game, so then at the end you go over and you're like, all right, you know, it's cool. Baseball, you don't do that. You just
but like,
congratulate your own team. And
but they do the little league shit, where everybody gets in a line.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah, lines up. Yeah, that's cool.
Like, hey, good game.
Right.
Hey, good game. Hey, good game. Like NFL, it's like, if you got a buddy. Yeah. And then they do the jersey trade thing, which I'm all for. I like the jersey trades.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know what they do with them, though.
I don't care. I think they just have, like, hang them up in there.
I doubt they even do that. They probably just, like, they're probably in a laundry basket somewhere.
MTV needs to bring back Cribs, and then
this
we can decide what they do with this.
Just bring it back for one episode?
Yeah, athlete
still
edition.
Like Odell.
Athlete jersey lives. Swap edition, and we'll just see.
I like to see how Odell lives.
Are you an athlete that has jerseys hanging up on your wall?
We'd like to talk to you. We'd like to talk to
We'd
you.
Like to come look at your house.
So if you're going to bet Oklahoma, I think it's first quarter Oklahoma. You'll probably get 3 points. They get the ball first. There's a good chance. You get up 7-0, then there's a good chance you're winning a first quarter bet. Although, with the way those offenses operate, that's obviously no guarantee. And without how bad Oklahoma's offense is. But you're not sure what Tua's ankle situation is going to be like. Oklahoma has Lincoln Riley. The Alabama defense isn't as good as it's been. If you're betting the game, Alabama. If you're trying to find a reason to take Oklahoma, kind of like how I thought with Georgia last week, take it. Don't bet against Bama over 60 minutes, just because I think generally it's not the best bet.
Yeah, it's.
And at the beginning of the year, it was take Bama first half because they're going to kill everybody so bad that they got to let up in the second half. That's obviously not going to happen at this point. Same with the Georgia game. Don't bet Bama over 60 minutes because it's a losing proposition most of the time. As for the other game, I would say I think there's a legitimate case to be made for Notre Dame to keep it within 2 touchdowns. The problem is
Clemson scores a lot of points.
Yeah, and they don't give up any points.
So when you put those two things together.
I'm talking myself out of it already.
I put two and two together, and I decided that you're pissing me off.
Notre Dame, look, I mean, you take either of these dogs here, you're obviously playing with a little bit of fire, because the separation between Alabama and Clemson versus everybody else in the country is so far apart that, you know, it's a tough proposition. But it's not as if, like, South Carolina covered against Clemson. Even though Clemson still won by about 20. So I would say there's a good chance that Notre Dame can cover. If you want to take an underdog.
That's who you like?
Yeah.
I don't know. I generally like to think that.
Well, you're a favorites guy.
Yeah, like.
But bowl games,
I don't know. I could almost see it like. Is Oklahoma and the Oklahoma-Alabama game, is Oklahoma going to be able to keep up in terms of just like
probably not
right. I think they're going to score in the beginning and then not score for probably a decent chunk of time in the game, and then they're gonna have maybe one 10-point spurt somewhere in the end of the fourth this quarter, and depending on how that spurt falters out, I think Alabama's just going to continually
third quarter under is what I'm hearing.
Roll Tide. Yeah, it could be a third quarter under.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page there as far as
how the game's going to go.
In a sense, where Oklahoma, they're going to hear all December how Alabama's going to beat the hell out of them, how they aren't one of the best teams in the country, how their defense is garbage, which it is.
It's bad.
And how they can't compete with Bama, which could be true. But they're going to hear it, and if you're going to, they're going to be so motivated coming out that put your money on Oklahoma to survive 15 minutes or 30 minutes rather than trying to survive 60 minutes where they don't have the same depth as Bama, they don't have the same size as Bama, they don't have the same talent as Bama.
Right.
They have a lot of really good players and Kyler Murray.
Yes.
So bet on the really good players and Kyler Murray to keep it close for 30 minutes.
Right. Let me...
Maybe less.
Yeah.
Maybe 15 minutes.
And then let me...
And hope they win the toss.
Let me pull a Paul Feinbaum here and ask...
Fire take?
No. And just ask a question, how many players on Oklahoma are starting for Alabama? Probably not many. You have to take the whole defense and just
defense is out of the equation. I love Oklahoma's defense when their secondary, when there's an incomplete pass, they don't even break up the pass and the secondary starts celebrating. They do the incomplete sign.
It just falls harmlessly to the turf because it's an overthrown ball.
It's just deep down that they didn't do shit.
Slapping hands.
Deep down that they're not even proud of themselves.
Finger wagging.
Yeah.
that's
really good. Deep down they're just like, damn, I really shouldn't be doing this. But it's so funny. It's like you just let up almost 50 to Kansas.
What do you think?
You gotta throw the incomplete sign up.
Do you think film sessions are voluntary at Oklahoma? Or that they actually go to them? And when they watch film, what do they show? Do they watch film of other teams? And they're like, all right, this is what you guys should be doing.
You're doing this.
Getting prepared for Bama, they're just going to watch tapes of Bama and be like, all right, guys, this is what we want you to do.
I bet a film session in the defensive room has been less than
funny.
They probably make fun of each other a lot.
I think that could be a skit where in SNL, a team sits down, the coach plays, starts rolling the tape, but it's of,
a different team?
The opponent.
You guys are great.
This is what we want really you great guys to be doing. Oh, man, that's funny.
Just turn into a black and white film so they can't tell which team is which.
Yeah.
So, Oklahoma, first quarter. That's the way to go. Bowl games in general. I got to check the numbers to bear it out.
How many we got this year? 69?
No 5-7 teams this year, though.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Hook 'em.
I
think in general I like to go underdogs early in bowl season. And we'll do a big bowl. We're gonna do a big bowl show next week. Yeah. We'll do a big bowl show next week. But early on I like to take underdogs in bowl season.
Okay. All right.
I think the numbers will bear that out.
When does bowl season kick off?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, so this Saturday we have one more Army Navy.
We'll have one more of these before then.
Yes.
We should just make it
a big bowl. Our big bowl show.
Right?
A big bowl show, yeah.
Okay, all right.
This week it's just Army Navy, which is always awesome.
Where is that being played?
Philly.
Okay.
Can you get us tickets?
No.
Can you try?
I don't want to go.
Can you get me a ticket?
What channel is it on?
What channel is it on?
Yeah.
CBS?
I could ask.
Okay. I always want to go.
Okay. Might be tough.
We'll keep people updated.
At this point, but...
Yeah.
Army Navy, that's
Trump's going to be there, which apparently is a nightmare. Not in the sense that he's there, but apparently...
There's traffic in Philly.
Yeah. Apparently when he went to the national championship game, I heard people got denied access for up to 2 hours. After kickoff, obviously, but I'm trying to just get to my seat.
Yeah.
This is the national title game. I probably dropped $2,000 for this ticket.
Yeah.
And
I'm standing here.
for Trump, who's probably going to be there for like 4 minutes.
30 seconds.
Yeah. He's like, I'm here. All right.
Did he flip the coin? No, right?
I don't remember.
But he was there on the sideline.
Yeah. I remember the controversy with the Georgia or the Bama player was coming out, just yelled, fuck Trump.
Yeah.
And
he's
like, no, I didn't say that. I said, like, you know, let's go team. And we were like, not buying it.
Who do you like in Army-Navy, though?
See, Army's a 6-point favorite. Army is far superior to Navy this year, which hasn't been the case in general for the last 15 years or so. They finally got over the hump and beat Navy last year. But
the Navy Rams, right? They're the Rams?
No.
Rams? I don't know.
The Midshipmen. But they're,
yeah,
they're,
isn't their logo like a ram, though?
They have the Billy Goat, yeah.
Right, right, okay.
Yeah. And Army's the Black Knights.
Yeah, the Black Knights.
So 6-7 points in this game is a lot. It's like, I get all rival games like are closer than they should
What's
be.
What's the
over-under
in it? It's probably low, right?
Like 7, maybe? 8? 9?
are both teams just offensively challenged?
Oh, no, they both run the option. They both practice against the option every single day.
Okay.
But neither team, like, I think Army had a, I want to say it was a 22-play, 13-minute drive this year.
That's so obnoxious.
Oh, God, that, like, I find that so awesome.
Mike Wilbon was just rubbing his crotch watching the game.
Brett Bielema called a similar drive when he was the Arkansas coach as borderline erotic. And I imagine he had a similar feel.
I mean, I'm sure it's very satisfying for your team as you're calling it, and you're like, let's run it again, and you know they're not going to stop it. Like, that's it.
Yeah, like,
as a fan?
A 4-yard gain, not even a 3-yard gain, just like the entire way down the field.
3.
Where it's like 4th and 1, we're just going to go for it, and we're going to get it.
Yeah.
And then let's get a holding penalty, and then overcome that, so they can just add more rushing yards. I want to see Army's first drive go for like 20 plays, 120 yards.
So if they both run the same thing, what's separating them? Just Army is...
Army's just, they're way better this year. Navy's, they've kind of lost, like, the guys who guided the program. They had Keenan Reynolds, who held the touchdown record for a little while.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. He was good.
Yeah.
He was solid.
They had...
I wonder what he's doing.
I think he's been bouncing around NFL rosters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would find that surprising.
He's trying to be, a fighter pilot jet?
Yeah,
something
I assume
like
he has some other career.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
But I don't remember ever really hearing his name.
I know the Ravens drafted him, I believe.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But those rivalry games are tough to take the favorite. It's even tougher in Army-Navy because they are pretty much recruiting like the same exact player.
Right.
They're so often just, they know each other so well. That game means so much to both
teams. I imagine
the
recruiting pool is fairly small, too.
Yeah. There's actually a really cool story about, for the Navy and I think the Army people, the seniors that are offensive linemen that are like maybe like 260, 270, that they then have like 6 weeks to get down to like 220 pounds or something like that, something crazy. Because then it's like they actually have to get into the military and there's some type of weight limit. So it's actually I think the Washington Post did the story. It's actually a pretty cool story.
It sounds like a good story.
Intriguing. I'll send it to you.
Please.
Send a text message. But yeah, so that's a light schedule this weekend. Not kind of focused, maybe hang out with your girlfriend or like, you know, go see your parents or something.
This is a Saturday you can really make
up. Because then it's bowl games every single day of the week.
Yeah, a lot of betting.
Yeah, it's going to go bowl games, Monday night football, Thursday night football. Oh, bad Thursday night football game this week, Jags-Titans.
Oof, is it really?
Yeah.
I was actually just looking. I didn't do very well on Sunday.
Oh, what do you got? Have you decided what you might do this week?
Yeah,
before you wrap up real quick.
I took a little look here.
Yeah, what do you got?
I
did all right this week.
Last week,
I should have stuck. I told you
Colts
Texans.
Killed me.
I told you Texans, Rams.
Yeah, I like Browns.
Seahawks. And then I fucked it up by also adding the Panthers.
I liked the Panthers. I liked the Browns. I liked the Colts. I lost all those
last week.
Mm. Yeah, I did also like the Rams. And I like the Vikings, so I went 1-4. Not great.
So did that knock you out of?
No, nobody had a good week. Nobody got
it was a big underdog week. That
nobody
was
even
why.
Got five. Nobody even got five right. Only one guy got five right. So that means he took the whole pot, which is sick. So no, I am now
in sixth place, and I'm five back.
All right.
So I need a week, though.
You need a five. You need like 2 5-0 weeks probably to close at some point.
I need to be hot.
Yeah.
Till the end here.
So let me give you my thoughts. Wow. Kansas City opened as a 9-point favorite. That's already down under a touchdown. Houston, Indianapolis. Carolina, Cleveland is a pick 'em. That moved up. I would go with Carolina there. I think people love Cleveland for obvious reasons, but Carolina, I think they got a bounce back game in them.
I think that's just a game that I just don't bet, probably.
It's fair.
Cam's been bad.
It's hard to bet Atlanta.
It is hard to bet Atlanta. It's also hard to bet Green Bay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Who do you know who took over for them?
Joe Philbin.
All right.
Buffalo giving 3.5 against the Jets. That's, you know, I think I would actually take. I've actually taken the Bills a couple times this year. It's worked out.
Really?
Yeah.
Josh Allen looks to be playing all right as of late.
The problem is, like, he's probably just not going to get much better, I don't think.
Right.
I don't see him getting a ton better.
No, I don't think. I think he's got room to grow.
Rams, Chicago, it's going to depend on if Trubisky's healthy there.
I have to take the Giants over Mark Sanchez and the Redskins, right? Like,
yeah, I think you're looking at probably going maybe G-men there. Redskins, I feel, then that sucks for the Redskins. Like, they actually might be the best team in that division.
Cowboys are actually pretty good now. Their defense is good.
Yeah, their defense
they
is
have
really
Zeke,
good.
And with Cooper now, that offense is doing enough, but that's still a better defensive team. I think that there are the Bears with a slightly better offense and a good tier down defense, but yeah. I think that they're like two similar teams.
Detroit against Arizona?
Yeah, I gotta take. Look, if Matthew Stafford can't beat Josh Rosen,
I mean, almost it's gonna be a close. The thing is, every Lions game is gonna be close.
It's gonna be a close game.
Every game is gonna be close.
But I think we historically play well against the Cardinals.
Against shitty teams?
No, we normally play bad against shitty teams. We play bad against everybody historically, but but the Cardinals
have a strong history.
But the Cardinals, we seem to play pretty well against. And I think it's a game that we win. I'll take them. I'll take them.
I think you might be all right. Yeah, I think that'll be all right there. There's some big dogs this week. Oakland almost 2 touchdowns at Pittsburgh. I kind of like Oakland there. They've been playing better.
Oakland, yeah, that opened at 11.5. I don't know what it is now.
I'm seeing opening at 13 down to 11.
I'm going to take the Steelers because they need a win. And the Raiders are a really bad
team. Are they
going to
win
team.
By 2 touchdowns? TBD.
It's very possible.
It is possible.
I think it's more possible that the Steelers win by 2 touchdowns than the Raiders don't.
So. Steelers are a weird team, man.
They are, but they can put up points, and the Raiders are just...
Raiders dropped 33 this week.
Yeah, who they play?
Chiefs?
Yeah. The Chiefs are terrible. Their defense is fair. They also gave up like 56 to the Rams.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
I like the Monday night game. Vikings, not that... Like, offense. Their offense is kind of good.
They're a Kirk Cousins offense. They're Washington's off... They have Washington's offense of the last 4 or 5 years.
You know, I saw that they were averaging 8 yards a carry against the Patriots, and they only ran it like 9 times, or it was like 11 times or something like that. And they didn't give the ball to Dalvin Cook like once in the second half.
It's one of those things where that's not a good look. But no, you got to throw the ball.
Right, but they were like still in the game enough to where like Dalvin Cook is averaging almost a first down, a run. Like,
That's fair. That's your five. That's close enough to five.
That's close to five. I'll see. Really,
we got places to be.
I'll see really what it is. I think Rams Bears. I think the Rams are going to kill them.
Bears are good, man. I know you don't believe in them, but I think they're solid. If Trubisky is playing in that game, I think I might side with the Bears.
Oh wow, I have it at 3.5. So yeah. I'm definitely taking the Rams there. But who knows? It's Chicago. It's cold. It's Sunday night football.
Bear weather.
Bear down. Yeah, but nah, they're ass. But that's all I have to say about that.
Cool. Well, we got places to go.
All right.
So we're going to wrap up the show. We're going to have our Big Bowl special next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to hit on not every game, but we'll hit on a lot of them. And then we're going to be off for a little while because Christmas Eve is a Tuesday, which we, when we record, which then makes New Year's Eve a Tuesday.
I'm going to say we'll probably be back with a nice NFL playoff
preview.
Preview.
Yeah.
And or like divisional round preview, depending on.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Yeah, we could. Yeah, after next week, we could be off for a little while. So that is our show. Savor it, because there aren't many left. And unfortunately, if you're gonna play something this week, go Army. Go Army and check the weather. If the weather's gonna be fine, probably go under. If the weather is gonna be shitty, probably go under. Still, that'd be my two suggestions.
All right,
because I don't think Notre Dame Navy's offense is gonna be able to do much. So that is our show. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week. Bowl games are here. Can't wait. And we'll see y'all later.
Welcome.